This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials with the U.S. Defense Department at the Pentagon Monday said Washington is not seeking conflict with Iran, a day after an Iranian-backed group killed three U.S. soldiers and wounded dozens in Jordan.
We certainly don't seek a war, and frankly, we don't see Iran wanting to seek a war with the United States.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh blamed Iran for enabling attacks and said the latest carried the footprints of Iran-backed Hezbollah. The mother of a soldier killed in a drone attack overseas says her daughter was an amazing person. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Three Army reservists from different corners of Georgia all died in a weekend drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan that also wounded more than 40 others. Oneida Oliver Sanders, the mother of Specialist Kennedy Sanders, says her daughter had an enthusiasm for life.
She was known for her smile and laughing all the time. And she was just an all-around good girl, full of life.
She called her family frequently and talked about getting a motorcycle or buying a home. Her family spoke with her Saturday. Now, plans for her homecoming have been dashed.
So all of these different things that she had plans for that, you know, were just cut short in the blink of an eye. So, you know, I just feel like somebody like her that's so full of life, it's just unfair that she'll never get to realize those dreams that she had.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Pakistani court has convicted former Prime Minister Imran Khan of revealing official secrets and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. It is the latest in a slew of cases that supporters say are meant to sideline the imprisoned former cricket star just days ahead of parliamentary elections. The Islamist politician was ousted in a no-confidence vote in 2022. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday that the latest proposal to secure the release of hostages in Gaza is strong and compelling. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
During a joint press conference with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Secretary Blinken said there is strong alignment among the countries involved in negotiations to obtain the release of hostages in Gaza.
With Qatar and Egypt playing a critical role in mediating, working between Israel and Hamas, I believe the proposal is a strong one and compelling one that, again, offers some hope that we can get back to this process.
CIA Director William Burns on Sunday met Sheikh Mohammed, as well as the head of Israel's Mossad intelligence service and the head of Egyptian intelligence, for talks described as constructive by Israel, Qatar, and the United States, although they do note significant gaps remain. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Hong Kong's leader confirmed Tuesday his intention to pass tighter national security laws soon to build on sweeping legislation Beijing imposed on the city in 2020. But insisted it would not involve sending arrested residents to mainland China. Reuters' Ryan Chang has those details.
Officials, including the city's leader, Chief Executive John Lee, who was sanctioned by the U.S., on Tuesday explained why they want to enact Article 23, quote, as soon as possible. Some legal scholars say the new legislation could sharpen the 2020 law, which is at times vaguely worded, and rework older laws dating back to the colonial era. New laws have been drafted, including one that deals with sedition and specifically mentions violent protests that endanger national sovereignty. There's also a new law against computer-based actions that harm national security. Lee also said the legislation would not call for transfer of people over the border to mainland China.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. The Toyota Group faces a raid and a test cheating probe. AP correspondent Charles de la Desmond tells us more.
Transport officials have raided the plant of a Toyota Group company to investigate cheating on engine testing. As the company says, it kept its status as the world's top automaker in 2023, selling 11.2 million vehicles. Hours after the probe began at Toyota Industry Corporation's plant in central Japan, Toyota chairman Akio Toyoda vowed to steer the company out of scandal and ensure the Japanese automaker sticks to making good cars. For testing scandal surfaced first last year. No major accidents, though, have been reported in connection with any of the cheating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.